Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Gilded Rage: Elon Musk and the Radicalization of Silicon Valley, is a work of narrative nonfiction and political reporting by Jacob Silverman. The book examines how a group of influential tech billionaires, especially Elon Musk, moved from liberal or libertarian postures toward a more openly reactionary and anti-democratic politics. Rather than treating this shift as a matter of online trolling or personality alone, Silverman connects it to wealth concentration, venture capital culture, deregulation, and a sense of insulation from public accountability. The book follows the wider Silicon Valley ecosystem as it intersects with cryptocurrency, artificial intelligence, populist rhetoric, and conservative power networks. Its purpose is not merely to profile prominent figures, but to explain how technological power and political influence have become tightly fused. In doing so, it offers a critical account of how elite tech ideology can shape public institutions, elections, and the future direction of democratic governance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Silicon Valley wealth helped turn ideology into political power. A central argument of the book is that the political radicalization of Silicon Valley cannot be understood apart from the economic conditions that produced extremal wealth. Silverman emphasizes the zero interest rate era, venture capital excess, and the creation of outsized billionaire fortunes as forces that deepened elite confidence and detachment from ordinary democratic norms. These figures were not simply changing opinions in private. They were gaining the capital needed to translate ideology into institutional influence. That matters because money in this setting is not just a measure of success. It becomes a mechanism for funding candidates, shaping media narratives, backing lawsuits, and building parallel political networks. The book therefore treats wealth as an engine of ideological hardening. As tech leaders became richer, many also became more convinced that their own preferences should govern society. This framing gives the book its distinctive force. It explains radicalization as a structural outcome of power accumulation, not as a sudden personal conversion or a series of isolated internet controversies. Secondly, Elon Musk as the public face of a broader tech oligarchy. Although Elon Musk is the book's most visible subject, Silverman presents him as the clearest symbol of a larger class formation rather than as an isolated villain. Musk matters because his public behavior, platform ownership, and political interventions make visible the ambitions of a wider network of tech elites. The book situates him alongside figures such as Peter Thiel, Marc Andreessen, David Sachs, and J.D. Vance, showing that their influence operates through overlapping circles of capital, ideology, and political access. This approach is important because it shifts attentions away from personality-driven explanation. Musk's provocations are not treated as random eccentricities. They are part of a larger style of elite power that fuses contrarian branding, anti-institutional rhetoric, and political opportunism. The result is a portrait of Silicon Valley as a coordinated ecosystem where individual moguls amplify one another's agendas. By making Musk the center, without reducing the story to Musk alone, the book shows how celebrity can conceal the deeper structure of tech oligarchy and its policy ambitions. Thirdly, from libertarian culture to anti-democratic populism. The book traces a significant ideological evolution inside Silicon Valley, a movement from classic tech libertarianism toward a more conspiratorial, nationalist, and anti-democratic populism. Earlier versions of the Valley's political culture often emphasized minimal regulation, entrepreneurial freedom, and skepticism toward government. Silverman argues that this older worldview has curdled into something more aggressive and more coherent with authoritarian politics. The appeal of Donald Trump is central here because Trump's hostility to bureaucracy and his willingness to reward loyal elites aligned closely with the tech world's desire to break administrative constraints. The book pays attention to how anti-woke messaging, deregulation demands, and attacks on public institutions became a shared language across the movement. This is not simply a story of conservatives recruiting technologists. It is a story of technologists discovering that anti-democratic politics could advance the around goals. That insight helps explain why Silicon Valley figures who once presented themselves as pragmatic or moderate increasingly embraced hard right arguments while still claiming to defend innovation, freedom, and disruption. Fourthly, AI, crypto, and life extension as political as well as technological projects. Silverman does not treat emerging technologies as neutral fields of innovation. Instead, he shows how artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, and life extension research function as ideological projects as much as technical ones. In the book, these domains are tied to elite fantasies of escape, control, and exemption from ordinary social limits. Crypto represents a deregulated financial order that rewards speculation and weakens oversight. AI is framed as both a source of power and a source of apocalyptic fear, reinforcing the belief that only the most capable elites should guide civilization. Life extension startups reflect a broader fantasy of billionaire transcendence, where extraordinary wealth is imagined as a way to outrun mortality itself. These themes matter because they show how techno-utopian language can coexist with deeply hierarchical politics. The book argues that the same people who celebrate disruption often seek protection from the consequences of disruption for everyone else. That contradiction is one of the book's most revealing points. The future Silicon Valley imagines is not broadly democratic innovation, but a stratified order in which the wealthy secure control over both markets and meaning. Lastly, why the book sees a threat to democratic institutions, not just a cultural shift. The book's deepest concern is institutional. It argues that the radicalization of Silicon Valley is reshaping democracy itself. Silverman describes a fusion of corporate and state power in which tech elites do not merely influence debate, but actively seek to govern through deregulation, strategic appointments, legal pressure, and platform dominance. This makes the book more than a cultural critique of billionaire behavior. It is a warning about how private power can invade public life when a small number of wealthy actors control communications infrastructure, investment flows, and political access at the same time. The implications extend beyond the United States because the tech industry's reach is global and its political preferences travel with capital. The book is especially effective at showing how local struggles, such as land use conflicts or recall campaigns, reveal larger national and even transnational patterns of elite interference. Its analysis suggests that democracy weakens not only when voters reject institutions, but also when wealthy actors learn to bypass them. That gives the book lasting relevance for readers trying to understand contemporary authoritarian drift in a technological age. In conclusion, Gilded Rage should be read by anyone interested in technology, politics, media, finance, or the future of democratic governance. It is especially useful for readers who want a serious explanation of why so many powerful figures in Silicon Valley embraced hard-right politics and how that shift became tied to money, status, and institutional influence. Policy readers will find it valuable for understanding the political consequences of concentrated tech power. Journalists and scholars will appreciate its effort to connect elite ideology with material incentives, rather than reducing the story to online spectacle. General readers concerned about AI, crypto, billionaire politics, and election influence will also find a clear framework for thinking about these issues together. What makes the book stand out in its category is its refusal to rely on simple caricature. Instead of presenting Silicon Valley as merely eccentric or culturally weird, Silverman treats it as a serious political force with ambitions that reach far beyond the tech industry. That broader framing gives the book both explanatory power and urgency. It is not just a book about Elon Musk. It is a book about how private technological wealth can become a vehicle for reshaping public life. If you would like to support Jacob Silverman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.